This is the March 18th meeting of the local station board for KPFA radio. And I will ask that you take roll call, please, Secretary Carol.
Thank you. Donna Carter.
Present.
Donna present. Aki Tanaka. Aki, I see your name there. Aki.
I'm here.
Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner.
She's
yes, Aki, present. Yes, present, yeah. Present.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Brian Crowell.
Brian Crowell will be late, but he said he would show up later.
Okay, Carol Wolfley, I'm present. Catherine Tiktokin.
I'm here.
Catherine's here. Chris Corey.
Present.
Here. Christina Huggins.
Here.
Christine Pepin.
Christine has asked for an excused absence.
Thank you.
Sure.
Daniel Borgstrom.
Daniel, present.
Daniel's present. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene is here. Donald Goldmacher. Donald Goldmacher. I thought I saw his name. Frank Sterling.
Frank.
I'm here.
Fred Dodsworth.
Fred Dodsworth is present.
Thank you, Fred's here. Elizabeth Milos.
Present.
Elizabeth is present. James McFadden.
Here.
James is here. Richard Walensky. Leslie Howard.
Present.
Leslie's present. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily's here. Mark Van Landuit. Okay, we'll come back to Mark. James, Zach Caldevier.
I'm here.
Zach is here. Philip Maldari.
Here.
Philip is here. Tom Voorhees. Tom is, I don't hear Tom. Okay, Sherry Gendelman, KPFA LSP Council.
Here, present.
Sherry is here. Sharon Adams, KPFA LSB Treasurer.
Here.
Sharon is here. Antonio Ortiz, Interim KPFA General Manager.
I am here.
Antonio is here. Very good. I'm going to go back. Brian Crowell. Is Brian here? Donald Goldmacher.
Oh.
Is Donald here? Okay, and Mark Van Landuit. And Tom Voorhees. Okay, so I would like to make a motion that we excuse those who are absent from the meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any objection?
I have a question.
Yes.
I believe Tom was planning on being at this meeting, so I have a feeling there might be some technical issues, so that does not preclude him from joining.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So seeing there are no objections, we will go ahead and excuse those not able to be here right now.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to go ahead and request that the meeting administrator, EA, is our stepping in as our full meeting administrator today. And greetings to you, EA. EA, will you please send the ballot out? And this is the ballot for the PNB committees. And we will be voting on and that later. The ballot does have those nominations on it whose names were received before 5 o'clock yesterday, and there will be additional options for nominations on the floor. All ballots must be received back, reply all to the meeting administrators, and reply all to EA and Kai. If you do not have the capacity to send an email, there is a phone number on the ballot, and there is a phone number that was sent on the agenda on Wednesday from me. So I also have included in this meeting the executive session link. So please make that available to yourself so you're able to get in that. And that was with the original agenda. Please don't share that. So EA, can you please go ahead and send the ballot to the members of the local station board?
Hi, everyone. I just sent out the ballot.
Yes, and it will come from EA. When you vote, you may vote anytime before 2:20. And thank you. Okay, any questions about the ballot?
Yes, when can we present our nominations?
Oh, it's on the agenda. Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And now do I have a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
I second.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda?
Yes, because I believe there was a motion that was sent by Frank Sterling that we would like to have presented in the included in the agenda, please, regarding the First Voice apprenticeship program. He sent it to the.
Is that an emotion? Are you making that in the form of a motion?
Yes, to include that within the agenda. Yes.
Okay, it's a motion to and have an addition to the agenda. Do I have a second?
It needs to be written into the chat, please.
Okay.
I second. I sent it in to everybody last night on the closed list. I still have questions if it works, but did you all get it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This would fall under new business. So we would include that after 10, after the Pacifica National Board reports. So we have a motion on the floor to add to the agenda.
Is there any objection to adopt?
To streamline, is there any objection to adopting it as a part of our agenda?
Without objection, it is adopted. Without objection.
I'm waiting for a second.
Don't wait.
Okay. Without an objection, it is on the agenda.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tom has joined the meeting on a borrowed computer.
Okay, Tom, hi there. We'll mark you as present. Thanks, Tom. Okay, so we have the approval of the agenda. Now we will go into the general manager's report, which is time certain 11:30 or earlier. And unlike us, it's early, it's really, which is nice. So we'll go ahead with your report, Antonio.
Okay. I want to say thank you, everybody, for being here today. I know it's something that you guys do every 2 months, but I want to just say an acknowledgement for you all participating. Also, I want to say good morning, and we'll go right into it. So I'll give you a recap of the end of 2022 and beginning of 2023. So the holiday drive from December 6th to the 16th had a goal of $300,000, and we were able to get $471,978 pledge from our listeners. As of today, $404,749 has been paid. According to our system admin, a customer relationship management database, known as a CRM, created and built by our former chief engineer, Brian David. Due to the way that we account for monthly pledges, the pledge total does not translate directly to the total funds in KPFA's bank account. Monthly pledges are spread out over the year, but we account for them in our goal as a full year pledge. For example, a $10 a month pledge is reflected in the fund drive total as an $120 pledge. And the reason I bring this up is whenever you hear the pledged amount versus the paid amount, there's a discrepancy, and just know that the paid amount will go up as time goes on. Our post-drive campaign from December 17th to the 31st had a goal of $50,000 with $85,369 pledged. As of today, $76,689 is paid. We also sent out a year-end mailer with a goal of $50,000. 58,221 was pledged, and as of today, 57,626 is paid. I know that people may be asking, in December, KPFA earned around $615,568 of pledged donations above and beyond its goals. And why did it need to lay off employees? And I just want to remind people, in October of last year, per our inaudited 2022 fiscal year, the station was in a $572,810 deficit. In December, KPFA management took steps to reduce staff to bridge the gap. And we laid off 9 positions in order to save around $200,000 per year. This decision was expedited by the removal of $305,000 by the U.S. Marshal Service to pay a settlement of a Pacifica lawsuit in November. The station would need to have raised close to another $100,000 in December in order to be exactly where it would have been if the U.S. Marshal Service did not remove that money from its accounts. So I just want to remind the local station board that layoffs do not equate to instant savings. We needed to pay out unused vacation and agreed upon severances. So the station will see the monetary impact of those layoffs this month in March of 2023. So that being said, and I'm just kind of pausing here because I know that this is a really difficult time for a lot of us, that we still need to address the remaining around $370,000 of the 2002 fiscal year deficit. I want to give an acknowledgement to the staff and just take a brief moment here because I want to thank the laid off employees for their dedication to the station and its mission and to the service they provided to staff members and to the station's listeners. You know, the management team needed to make the difficult decision on which positions could be eliminated without negatively affecting the daily operations of the station as a whole. And I'm shaking a little bit because that was really difficult for a lot of us. And in total, those folks equated about 70 years of dedicated time to the station. And I want to just let you all know that I honor that. That's very important to me. People love the station. They're passionate about the station. And, you know, unfortunately, this is where we're at. And I'm also practicing radical acceptance of this is where we're at right now. We're not able to make as much money as we can, and the foundation has its problems. I also want to say a farewell to Brian David, our chief engineer. I want to acknowledge his accomplishments. So Brian started working at KPFA in 2017, and he has made a positive impact on the station. And some of the most notable accomplishments are, one, he spearheaded and upgraded all the studio analog equipment to digital. He also had help from Mike Cohn to make that happen. He analyzed all of the station's telephone, ISDN lines, and internet, and he took our expenses down from $172,000 in 2017 to $21,000 in 2022. He also created and built Station Admin, which is an affordable and reliable customer relationship management database, CRM, for the station, tailor-suited for our particular needs. And I just want you all to know that if you don't know about this, a lot of the members who are staff members who are on the air, they know that it keeps track of listener donations, premiums, fund drive totals per day and per campaign, as well as interfacing all donation processes, i.e. credit cards, checks, Apple and Google Pay, et cetera. He is a talented and intelligent human being, and he will be missed. And I am excited for him and his future adventures outside of KPFA. First step in restructuring the organization. So I sent an email out this past week introducing some of the new, well, they're not new staff, they are current staff, but I introduced the following individuals whose roles and responsibilities have changed in order to better serve the needs of the station in 2023. My goal with these changes are to provide the station's large group of hosts and producers with support and coordination. KPFA is not abnormal as a nonprofit organization. It suffers from the same issues of being understaffed and under-resourced. The individuals below have proven that they are able to work with a diverse group of people and that they are able to be effective and efficient when communicating with staff. This is going to be an introduction to the interim assistant to the IGM, programming coordinator. Miko Tolliver is our new interim assistant to the IGM programming coordinator. Some of you may already know her as the station social media representative and a former operations department intern, fill-in board operator, and news tech. She is a Bay Area native. She went to Mills College and studied English and creative writing. And this fall, she will be attending a professional screenwriting program at the UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television. She will be supporting the station in the programming department, and her goals will be to lead a regularly scheduled producers meeting to improve workflow and organization and to continue to grow the station's use of social media and video broadcasting. I also want to introduce to you interim assistant to the IGM operations coordinator, Jose Gonzalez, has been with KPFA for over 2 years and is also a graduate of the operations department internship program. In the time that Jose has worked at KPFA, he has facilitated Zoom LSB meetings, was a technical producer for KPFA's virtual author events, a board operator for both in on-air and as a news tech, and most recently, he worked with the engineering department as an assistant engineer. He trained and assisted weekend music programmers in making the switch from analog to the new digital equipment, and outside of KPFA, Jose earned a bachelor's degree in media studies from UC Berkeley. As interim assistant to the IGM operations coordinator, he will focus on news tech and board op training and scheduling, website management, as well as overseeing studio rentals. More immediate goals are to procure a fill-in board op trainee, as well as update and improve the website staff pages. And then last but not least in this change, and you may have already known this person, interim chief engineer introduction goes to Mike Cohn, who has been with KPFA since late 2014, when he started in the news training program. After a few years of reporting, he began to gravitate towards board oping and engineering. He was a fill-in board operator and news tech, and as systems engineer, when he was working with Brian David, he did the hands-on installation and upkeep of the new digital equipment in the studios, and he manually built the WheatNet network that the station's building audio operates on. His goals are to continue maintaining and building on the improvements that began under Brian David. He also hopes to make it easier for both staff and listeners to address problems they encounter with ideas such as implementing a ticketing system that will allow engineering and operations staff to follow up and keep track of issues as they are submitted by email, phone, or Slack. And now we'll go to the Winter 2023 Fund Drive update. This was done by Laura Privis, our Fund Drive manager. We had a goal of $475,000. Total achieved so far is $412,991. That's the pledged amount. It's under the goal. And then our post drive total is still active, and it so far has raised $16,000 of pledged donations. The 2023 Fund Drive, Winter Fund Drive, did quite well considering we just raised over $600,000 during the end of the year fundraising in December 2022. So that's around $1 million raised in 3 months. We have also successfully increased our monthly sustainer base, and it's relatively new that we have such a sustainer base. In the past, we steered people toward limited installment pledges that would end after 12 months. So since we updated our CRM, Customer Relationship Management Database system, we've built a $1 million monthly sustainer base. So we are fortunate to have a regular monthly income because it helps us reach our goal of financial sustainability. We are concerned about focusing our efforts on too much on-air fundraising. Looking for additional sources of funding is crucial for the future to avoid donor fatigue. And that is the problem with coming to the air in a state of perpetual crisis. KPFA will be 74 years old in April. We will do special on-air fundraising around the birthday on Friday, April 14th and Saturday, April 15th. For those of you who don't know, KPFA's actual birthday is on April 15th. We made the decision to do 2 days versus 1 day because a weekend day doesn't earn as much money as a weekday. And then after that, the May Fund Drive is scheduled for Tuesday, May 9th to Friday, May 26th. And last, I just wanna make a plea to the local station board that we need your help to fundraise for the station. And I'm asking the board members if you're willing to help with our fundraising efforts by doing one of the following. One, find alternative sources of funding that you're able to accomplish. Two, or fundraise from your own network, find and cultivate relationships with large donors who can make a sizable contribution to their listener-sponsored independent media institution, KPFA. Remember, KPFA has a small group of support staff who are currently working on maintaining the station's current operations. It is highly unlikely that we can pivot our attention to anything other than running the station. So I'm looking forward to hearing any and all ideas that you may have that the board can accomplish. We need everyone to help raise funds, and I hope the LSB can participate. And at that end, I'm Antonio Ortiz, your interim general manager.
Thank you, Antonio. It's a very full report, and that will be available for everybody to read as well in writing, just so that all of our board members know. Do we have any questions for Antonio? James McFadden?
Yeah, I put this question in the chat. Should Pacifica National restore the 300K? Is there any plan in place to rehire some of the laid off staff?
I think that's something that we should consider, but based off of us still having to address the deficit that was 570 total, we'll have to see if and when that happens. But it would be a consideration.
Thank you, Antonio. Elizabeth Milos?
Yes. Hi, Antonio. I'm taking the opportunity that you're here with us right now. And given, I assume you see the in the chat, the motion that we hope to be able to vote on in this meeting. Given that you are a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program and the fact that KPFA has been able to receive a lot of the funding that it received due to its success as promoting community building and diversity and the long 30-year history of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program in training four Peabody Award winners and many, many people that are fantastic in their community and supporting KPFA to this day. I'm hoping that you could say a few words regarding your support for the First Voice Apprenticeship Program and the support for this resolution as well.
What I'll say is that, yes, I went through the apprenticeship program, and it's one of those programs that actually provided me access to get to KPFA and get experience at KPFA. You know, I think it's very valuable to have training programs at KPFA, and I do support any and all training programs with the station, because a lot of individuals who want to get into audio production or in radio or in podcasting, they can learn it at KPFA as a place to get that hands-on experience. I think with the motion, it's going to be difficult for me to support the motion 100%, because in the end, I'm really looking at the station as a whole. And it's been a very difficult situation at the station. I'll be honest with you about that. You know, I'm really worried that the station may not be here. And that's a big concern for me. And I want to make sure that the station as a whole can survive this. But I do also want to let you know that I do support education at KPFA. I think it's very valuable.
Thank you, Antonio. Carol?
Yeah, Antonio, I want to thank you for the ongoing support of our KPFA local station board and for helping us to have three meeting administrators supporting us over the past years, all of whom have graduated from the KPFA operations program. I know you and I did recruiting it a little bit at some of the junior colleges, and that was really helpful. And our work at UC Berkeley and different places, reaching out to youth and communities and people of color. And I think that has been really important. I know that I know that EA and Kai and Jose have all been part of the operations program. And I wonder if you would just take a moment to just name the different training programs that KPFA has.
Well, the ones that the KPFA has, was it had the apprenticeship program, it has the news training program, operations has a program that is in a position of, we're trying to figure that out because before pandemic, we got a private funder to donate for education at KPFA. And then unfortunately, when the money was seized from our accounts, that was money that I was just holding in place until, you know, we were able to open up the station. So right now, the other program that we have to continue doing is an abridged version in operations where we're training fill-in board operators. People are going and some people are finding opportunities in other places, and that's exciting, but we have to have a continual stream of people coming in who want to learn how to be a board op. And fortunately, we're able to provide them with paid fill-in work when someone is out on vacation or is out sick. And so that's one thing that we still need to continue. And the other thing that I need to start looking into, and this is something that I've let other people know, that I know it's going to be difficult to find grants to support training programs for KPFA, especially since we're connected with Pacifica and it doesn't have a good track record. But I am open to trying to find other funding to have more education at the station. I just don't know what that's going to look like. And to be honest, I think a lot of people, and this is why the other changes that we've made of providing more support for staff is crucial, is because a lot of people are going to one or two individuals. Like, there's just a lot of things that I'm not going to be able to address because I'm just one person. And so that's why part of my report is to reach out to you all, that if there's a way for us to get the board to also help out in that, it would be wonderful for us. And then we could potentially use that for the training programs at the station.
Thank you, Antonio. And if you send me a copy of your report, I will email it to the local station board members.
I will.
Thank you, Carolyn. And Franklin hasn't asked a question yet, so I'm going to let Franklin go first and then Elizabeth. Go ahead, Franklin.
Yeah, I was just curious if there's any way to assure that if we do reinstate the First Voice Apprenticeship Program, which I hope that you would consider, that we can allocate funds from grants to First Voice, because as you know, back in 2009, 10, 11, there was the cuts all through Pacifica, basically, as far as I understand, KPFA, Flashpoints, Hard Knock Radio, the apprenticeship program, some other spots at KPFA were cut. At that time, the First Voice Apprenticeship Program was cut 60% of hours dedicated to the program. 60%. And I think it took all the way up to about 2011 or 12 for those cuts to fully be implemented. But since around that time, 2012, the program has been running on a 60% cut in hours dedicated to the program and 62% of staff. When we used to have five people, you know, when you and I, Antonio, were apprentices, there was five people helping the program, down to just me and Mickey in the end. And then I think part of what was frustrating was that instead of like rebuilding the apprenticeship program, money was sought out and received to create an alternative training program. So I would just hope and ask that we do move to get the First Voice Apprenticeship Program back and utilize it. I know in the end we were having some meetings and I think that was getting to a good place. I don't know how it fell apart at the end.
Point of order.
I think we're getting into a lot of personnel issues here, which really is not our purview as board members. So thank you, Franklin. I think he got the point that you want more people in there, but that we really don't do make personnel decisions as board members. This is a standing committee. So
I was asking a point of order.
So what's your point of order?
Well, I believe that there is an issue with conflict of interest when you have a board member negotiating for an issue related to their staffing.
I'm negotiating for the position.
Point of order.
Point of order for me. Can I get a point of order here? I've been repeatedly being cut off.
No, you aren't. She cut you off because she has made a point of order that I haven't ruled on yet. Frank.
Every time I speak, I get a point of order in my face.
That's the way it is.
That's. I'm sorry that you feel that way, Frank, but she made a point of order, and I'm going to rule that there is a conflict of interest if it has to do with you being a board member and also a job that you would be performing at the station. Debating something not pending. So
it's the position, not my job.
It's a position that you held, and I'm ruling on it. Okay. So we're going to move on to Fred Dodsworth now, please.
I was on stack.
I know, but he hasn't spoken yet, and I'm letting you speak who have not spoken first.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate having the opportunity to speak. I am a huge proponent of education, and I really do support these ideas because, especially for people who are not privileged, this is a great opportunity for them to build skill sets. I am somewhat disappointed, though, because as a member of the PNB, I'm aware of the fact that we have now had to hire outside counsel for a lawsuit that is being brought against the entire network, and it's going to be extremely expensive. And the lawsuit, quite frankly—
Point of order, unless of course, Mr. Dodsworth would like to have a debate on this, I would welcome that, but I don't believe this is a place to discuss.
What's your point of order? State your point of order.
I will let him speak as long as we're given.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Let me speak.
As long as we're given equal time to respond. Thank you.
No, you don't.
You don't get to respond. This is not a debate about this. Go ahead,
then,
Fred.
Well, then there's a point of order because then it would not be equitable. It would
point of order.
Order is well taken.
Can everybody just speak one at a time? The other people that are trying to listen to each speaker and then other people are interrupting. It's really disheartening and it's rude. Thank you.
We're on questions to the general manager. Questions of the general manager, please.
Thank you. Fred, do you have a question?
Do you think this lawsuit that's going to be very expensive is going to make it easier for us to meet our financial goals? Thank you.
To meet our financial goals?
Yes, in that we are now spending large sums of money on lawyers on a frivolous lawsuit?
Well, I guess I can't answer that question because as an organization, this is something that could happen to us. And, you know, as staff members and managers, we do our best to make sure that everything is running as smoothly as possible. And so when stuff like this happens, we have to address it. I don't know if it's going to actually help, or most likely it's something that me and some of the other managers have to focus on, which means that we're detracting our attention away from the station. So, you know, in that end, it just makes the job more difficult.
Thank you.
Thank you. Elizabeth Milos.
Excuse me, delegate. No, secretary, please be a little bit less transparent in the way that you're trying to
shut me up. Chair recognizes Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ms. Antonio, thank you for being here with us, and I am sure that your intentions are well noted towards training. However, I'd like to specify that there's a big difference between the kind of program that the First Voice Apprenticeship Program is versus the one that is called the AMP program. And I'm concerned that there's decisions that are being made that are not fully transparent. In fact, the program director position is supposed to be something that we would be, as LSB, choosing a pool of candidates for. And it looks like—
Excuse me, Elizabeth, could you state your question?
Yes, my question is, can you please state your actual criteria for selecting which programs to cut, in the sense that the First Voice Apprenticeship Program happens to be—
No, this is not a debate matter. Point of information.
Asking the question to the general manager regarding the
personnel question, and we're going to go ahead. Go ahead. What are you saying, Lily?
It's not a personnel question.
You know, it is inappropriate for you to ask the executive how he made a decision. That is a personnel matter. That is an inappropriate question that gets us into trouble all the time, because we start blurring the lines into a personnel matter.
Thank you. That, That is correct. And we're going to move on to the next question. Is there another question? And have we run our time? Did you say, Carol, we're over the 20 minutes?
Yes. And I would like to ask people, and I would like to ask the chair, when people are repeatedly interrupting and unmuting when they've been muted, I want to ask that the chair please, that we can hold the floor in an orderly, respectful way during this meeting.
This is Lily Kimura. Yes. I apologize for interrupting.
That's okay. Thank you. Thank you. Your point is well taken, and we agree.
And it is time to move to the Delegate Assembly.
Thank you. The time for the manager's report is expired, and we're going to move to the Delegate Assembly.
Is it possible for me to just say one thing before I leave?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say that for those individuals who want to support training at the station, I would love to be able to have communication with you about how we can get more funding to make that happen. And then I also want to just state that I understand the passion that everyone has for the station and for the program, and especially for the apprenticeship program at the station. I do understand that. I went through it. It was 2 years that I went, for me, it was 18 months going through it. I know the value of it. And then also just note that there are some things that I can't answer because I'm a manager and it's personnel issues, just like what the other board members are saying. And it doesn't mean that I don't care of what's happened or what will happen in the future and what has happened. But all I can do right now is just figure out what we can do today to move forward and hopefully get us back to a place where we can reinstitute the program if possible. Right. But right now in this place, we're in a difficult time. And so I just want to let everyone know that I hear you, and thank you for letting me know what's important to you.
Okay, thank you very much. And thanks for your report, Antonio. We're going to move into the Delegate Assembly at this point.
Thank you. So as we proceed, I would like to ask that we go through and take nominations for the election that we will be having for PNB committees. And we will start with audit. And those who have been nominated are Chris Corey and Zach Caldevier. Are there any other nominations for the audit committee? Please raise your hand, and I'm going to lower my hand.
Elizabeth Milos.
I nominate Donna.
Do you accept Donna?
She doesn't have to. She can. You don't have to ask her.
Okay. Okay. Donna Carter? Carter? Thank you.
Is nominated.
Donna Carter is nominated. Thank you.
Okay. The next committee is elections. And I have been nominated. I'm Lily Kimura. Are there any other nominations for the election committee?
I nominate myself for the elections committee.
Elizabeth Milos has been nominated for the elections committee.
And Tom?
Tom nominates James McFadden.
Tom nominates James McFadden.
I withdraw my nomination for the elections committee in support of James McFadden.
Okay, Elizabeth withdraws. James, did you, are you, David, are you saying that we do not?
They don't have to accept.
That's right. They have the right to decline.
They have the right to decline.
But they don't
have the right
to. But they don't have to accept, is what David says.
Okay. Governance Committee, I have been nominated, and Christina has been nominated. Are there any other nominations for governance?
I nominate Daniel Borgstrom.
Daniel Borgstrom has been nominated. Last committee is programming. Philip Maldari and Chris Corey have been nominated. Are there any other nominations for?
Franklin would like to be on the programming committee. I nominate myself.
Okay, Franklin.
I would like to, excuse me, can I say something?
What? Does she want to make a nomination?
Did you want to make a nomination?
Yes, I'd like to nominate myself for the elections committee.
So Elizabeth has been added back as again to the elections committee. All right, we will take 1 minute each for people to go through. If you would like to make a statement regarding the elections, starting with Audit Committee, Chris Corey.
Carol, I have a loud heater in the background. Can everybody hear me okay?
Loud and clear. You're good.
Okay. 5 over 5. All right. So I've considered running for audit before, but until recently, I was a member of the National Finance Committee, and members of that committee are ineligible to run for audit. So I would like to bring my committee experience with the NFC, which is well known by people at KPFA and throughout Pacifica, to audit. And I think that Pacifica would be well served with me on that committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Zach Caldevere, would you like to make a statement?
Sure. I'll be brief. I was on the audit committee earlier. I found it unproductive just because of certain people on there seeming always to disrupt the meeting. We don't really get anywhere. I have a really good relationship with Eileen Rosen, who was chair of the audit committee, so I'd like to take another stab at it. And I look forward to be more productive this time around and to work with Chris.
Thank you. Donna, would you like to make a statement?
I ran for it, but I just didn't get
one. Uh-oh.
Could someone is talk? Could you please mute yourself?
But neither of us are going to. That's right. Neither of us are going to get on it. But
good. James, could you mute yourself until your turn to talk? Thank you. Go ahead, Carol.
Donna.
I'm very much interested in the financial situation at Pacifica and KPFA, particularly KPFA. I'm also willing to do the work, and I'm not going to be fazed by lack of interest or cross communications and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Okay, going on to Elections Committee. Lily, did you want to say something about elections?
Yes, I was lucky enough to sit on the Elections Committee for a few months this past term. I'm in the, I think everybody knows the status of elections, that we don't have proper funding to carry out the elections that we want to. It is my hope that the committee will inevitably get funding so that we can carry on our duties on the Elections Committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol, I would like you to note that Brian Crowell has entered our meeting.
Thank you, Brian, for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and say something about elections. I was on the Elections Committee. My main concern, like Lily, is that there's a lot of talk about democracy and voting, and then the result is, because of the serious financial problems in Pacifica, there wasn't money for elections, and very high deficits at a number of the stations. $8 million from WBAI is owed to Pacifica, and so when you have that kind of high deficits, then it impacts the possibility for democracy. One other issue in elections that is very crucial. So we will need to have elections that are affordable and cost-effective, and we will need to have one important issue is having neutral persons make election decisions. Thank you. I will next call on James McFadden.
Last year, the elections committee pretty much fell down. They were, their job was tasked to actually come up with a schedule for the elections. And I don't know exactly what happened since I wasn't on the elections committee, but every month on the PNB, we'd never hear from, you know, any with any plan from elections. And by the time midsummer, when the finances of Pacifica started, you know, really showed up as bad, that's when, you know, it was decided that there'd be that we weren't going to be able to have an election. And so they were supposed to have to come up with a plan for that. And that didn't happen either. So it was just something really fell apart last year on elections committee. And the only reason I'm interested in being on elections committee is to make sure that doesn't happen and to push really hard at the PNB to make sure that we fund that election early, you know, this year, as soon as possible. So that's all I want to say.
Thank you. Elizabeth?
Yeah, there's been allusions made to the monies that were not available to us to do the elections as being the result of. What I wanted to say is that the $305,000 that would have been able to be used towards elections and was taken from the KPFA reserve would not have happened if not for members of this LSB, as well as the general manager, the previous one, would not have testified voluntarily against Pacifica in that lawsuit, which is how the $305,000 was awarded. That was three of the four major witnesses. Also, I have proof of that. So
1 minute for your statement.
Thank you, but I'm being interrupted. So I'm asking for my time back.
Go ahead.
I'm still being interrupted in my candidate statement. Can I please continue?
I can hear your point of order, please, Carol. What is state your point
is,
of order?
Sharon, are you timing people for 1 minute?
No, I was not asked to time, and I object to the statements that are being made that are being stated falsely in this statement.
Excuse me, but it's not false. I have documentation.
You have 15 seconds to finish off, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
I'm asking for my time to be given back to me, please, because
I have this is
the issue. The reason why I want to run for elections is because we need transparency. We need campaign finance. We need to know who is funding the elections, who is actually funding the opposition. In this case, you guys, because you guys seem to, you know, seem to be having quite a bit of interest in silencing anybody who presents actual, you know, dissent or an
point
alternative
of personal
viewpoint.
Privilege.
So that's why I'm running
up,
for elections.
15 seconds. Time
for
is
transparency.
Up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to governance. Christina, would you like to talk about why you would like to be on the governance committee?
Yes, I think that one of the primary elements that is a problem with the Pacifica Foundation is the way that governance works. I'll state one of the problems that I see that's a big one is that there's no proportional representation. I mean, stations that have as few as 6,000 members have four directors. And KPFA has 14,000 members and we have four directors, and that's not appropriate. It's like the same out of balance problem as the Senate in this country. And that creates a problem with certain stations that are not really they're not really functioning as well as they could be. And it's sad, still get those four votes. So that's one of the main problems. And I think that it's why we're losing so much money. It's a huge problem. So I would like to do all that I can to try to work on the dysfunctional governance structure. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll call my I'll call on, let's see, Daniel next. And Sharon, will you please time people 1 minute? I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you.
I forgot to. Thank you, Sharon. And she's so good at it.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Okay, Daniel.
Yes, Daniel here. I have been on the government governance committee in the past. That was under Lawrence Reyes. Unfortunately, has passed on now. He was a very good leader of that committee, a very good leader of that committee. I want to say one thing about governance. We do have, I have been on this LSB 4 years. There are several people here who have been on more than over, that are going over 6 years, and that is a problem. Hopefully, I'm hoping that as a member of the governance committee, maybe we'll be, maybe I'll be able to do something about that.
Thank you, Daniel. I'll call on myself. One of the key issues in Article 1 of the Pacifica bylaws and in the Articles of Incorporation is that all the stations need to be as nearly as possible self-sustaining. And that is an issue which has not been honored and which severely impacts KPFA. So when we are, that's in Article 1, that's the foundation, is that each station should be paying its own way. And when you have stations that have 10 years of deficit and ongoing deficit, there's a lot of like issues about blaming problems at WBAI on attempts that to change the programming there that were strongly resisted, and make improvements in the fundraising practices there. And those things were ignored. And yet
time.
Time has expired, thank you.
Okay, next one is programming. Chris Corey.
This for programming?
Yes.
Yes. So, somebody suggested that I should run for this committee recently. And until recently, I really didn't have much to do with programming. But since I've been involved with KPFA at the radio level, I've been thinking about it. And so that's been a few years now. And I'd like the opportunity at this juncture to apply some of what I've learned and also to explore the possibility of systemic sharing of successful programs in Pacifica. I know that it's been discussed forever. It just has never been executed in any meaningful way. And I'd like to at least understand why that's the case. It's never made sense to me. That successful programs can't be franchised from one station to another. I would look forward to that opportunity to explore that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Next is Franklin. Franklin, go ahead. You have 1 minute.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'd like to be on the programming committee. I enjoyed my time there while I was there. A little over a year ago, maybe a little bit less than a year, right around a year, I guess. And, I've been at KPFA working in different departments throughout my career there as a board op, a producer for Flashpoints. I subbed on the Sunday show, the talkies. I feel like I enjoyed my time there. I felt listened to, valued. I thought people heard my opinions and appreciated them. And I enjoyed working with the group that was there on discussing programming. I already like Chris's idea. I hope we could both be there. That's something that I think we should look at, is getting our great programs at all of our stations broadcast throughout. So yes, I would like to be on the programming committee again.
Thank you, Frank, and I'd like to call on Philip.
So I was on the program committee this past year, and I found it a frightening experience with people, particularly from KPFK, and their notion of programming, and including promoting anti-vaxxing, promoting Vladimir Putin. I found that it was really something that needed to be contradicted and absolutely, believe me, if these folks start dictating what program goes on at KPFA, you're going to be absolutely thunderstruck. They want to put on our air real nasty stuff. I would continue to try to head them off. And by the way, two of our programs are broadcast on KPFK. Letters and Politics is on 4 days a week on KPFK. Hi. The other one is Flashpoints.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you. All right. So those are all of the speeches of all the people running. Everyone should have received a ballot. Is there anyone?
Excuse me, Secretary. I request for a point of information. Yes. From Aki, who is a director.
Yes.
Aki, is it not true that the elections were canceled prior to the $300,000 being taken? It just means we have $300,000 left?
Less,
I mean. Are you there, Aki?
I don't have the answer to that.
Darlene, is it, it was my understanding.
Yes, it was the 2021 PNB that had to take that vote, that they recognized there was no way that KPF, that Pacifica could, the Pacifica could finance the election. So when I came in 2022, it was already done.
Thank you, Darlene. Thank you. I appreciate your response.
Point of order, please.
State your point of order.
Yes, the information is inaccurate because the elections was...
It's not a point of order.
No, that's not a point of order. That's argumentative. And we have the answer from a director who was there at the time. So your point of order is not well taken.
I understand, but there's
you
know, also...
You will be muted if you continue to speak out. Your point of order is not well taken. And you've had the answer from the director.
Call on Carol.
Carol?
Yes. So... I would like to ask if anyone who has not received a ballot, or if you have a question about the process for voting, to please raise your hand. James, is your hand raised because of a question about the election?
No, it was about the comment from the director. Okay. And I just wanted to clarify something.
Okay, we're
I just wanted to say there was debate in the
please continue the instructions for the ballot. You are out of order, James. You're not recognized.
James is also a PMB.
You don't get to speak out. You know, you will be removed from the meeting if you continue to speak out when you are not recognized, Elizabeth. Carol, please continue. And if you do that again, because you continue to do it, you will be removed from the meeting, Elizabeth. We will have some order here. Thank you, Carol. Go ahead. The ballot instructions.
Okay. I want to ask anybody who doesn't have a question about the election to lower their hand. James, please lower your hand. Okay, I'm going to go on. Frank, did you have a question about the election?
Yeah, I was just wondering, when you go through your instructions right now, can you read through the list, you know, kind of rapid fire, who's in what now? I filled in everybody's name, but I think I missed one. So, you know, can you just kind of list them?
Hold on, please. Okay. I'm not going to read the ones that are already on the ballot, Frank. Okay. I will read the ones that were added in. Elections, James McFadden, Audit is Donna Carter, elections, James McFadden and Elizabeth Milos. Governance is Daniel, and programming is Frank. Okay.
I would like to withdraw my name from the elections thing, please.
Elizabeth is withdrawing her name from, what is it from?
Elections
committee. Yeah, I also have a question.
A second point of order. I need to consult, Madam Chair, can I consult with the parliamentarian for a moment?
Ask your
question.
Parliamentary inquiry.
Ask your parliamentary inquiry.
So is it appropriate? Some people may have already voted. So I don't know about withdrawing a name. Can I be advised, Madam Chair?
She can withdraw at any time.
She can withdraw at any time.
Thank you. Okay.
David said.
Okay. So that name has been withdrawn. Elizabeth Milos has been withdrawn from elections.
I also have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Yeah, just to clarify, under the STV voting system and with the numbers, the present numbers of our board, my question is, do five members, which are present now under the Rescue Pacifica slate, would we have any chance at all of actually being voted in by any of the supermajority that is there under the STV voting system right now? I mean, I fully support the STV voting system, but I'm wondering whether or not there's any real possibility of even being voted in at this point.
It's really not appropriate right now. We have an election in progress and we don't know how people are going to vote.
The purpose of these questions is to establish if someone has not received a ballot or if they need help. So I'm going to go on to Daniel. Daniel, did you need help getting a ballot or voting?
Yes, I just glanced now at my emails. I did not see any ballot there. Maybe I overlooked it, but
from EA. Look for EA.
Okay, I'm going there right now to look and see what.
While you're looking, I'm going to go to Tom. Tom,
you have a question? Excuse me, I found it.
Very good. Thank you, Daniel.
I found it.
Okay. Tom, did you have a question?
Yeah, Tom has the same problem. I will go look at my email again right now.
Look for a ballot from EA. And if you go to your agenda, you can also phone in your vote. All right. Elizabeth, did you have a balloting issue?
Just generally speaking, the fact that there are five members on this board who should have termed out after 6 years, which is stated in the bylaws.
Their point is not well taken. This is not a question about how to vote or the ballots. It's a position that you're probably trying to take, and it's inappropriate.
Carol,
go ahead.
Okay, so Tom.
Sharon says she's just muting her when she speaks out now and it's inappropriate.
Tom, were you able to vote?
I have not voted yet, but I did just find it.
Very good. All right. So I'm assuming that you are able to vote. Thank you. All right. So I believe the process of the elections, I just want to reiterate that people need to vote by 1:20. Thank you, Madam Chair. And I believe that we now move into executive session.
Well,
break. Is that correct?
According to the agenda, it's a 5-minute break.
So. Yeah, so we take a 5-minute break.
And then we will go into executive session when we return. So we will return at, let's see, what time is it now? It is 12:11.
12:20, should we say?
Let's give ourselves some time. Let's resume at 12:20. And when we resume, we'll be going into the executive session link, which everybody should have.
I would like
point of information here.
Yes.
Can you make an kind of a blanket announcement to the public that are listening? You started to do it, but you didn't get all the way. Where we're going into executive session, and when we'll be back to a regular time for people to rejoin the meeting that might be waiting for public comments or just out there listening to the meeting.
Well, we'll come back at 12:20.
Public comments are,
public comments are time certain. So they'll know when the public comments will be. So when we come back from break, it will be, we'll take our break now. We'll come back at 12:20. And then we will go into executive session.
And then another break
after executive session, and we'll come back.
And public comments will be at 1:25.
Yeah, public comments are at 1:25 time certain, so people know when they'll be able to speak.
All right, so I guess that's my last question is, so we are coming out of executive session at 1:25, is that the plan?
Before 1:25.
Before 1:25, we'll be there.
What my question is, what time is the regular meeting resuming?
Item 10 on the agenda.
I don't know that we have a time certain for that.
Okay, so I was just trying to throw it out to the listeners.
Right. I appreciate that, Frank, but it's not always precise. But we will have public comments time certain at 1:25.
We're using our break time, Madam Chair. So
I know.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, the chat here. There's a motion that's on the chat that should be saved and please allow us to find the break.
The meeting stands recessed. You are out of order once again. We're recessed.
EA, please, thank you. Please mute everyone. And we will close out this meeting. EA, save the chat, please. And
can you resend the Zoom address for the executive session?
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you. Yes, that would be great. You can do that, Carol, right?
Yes, Christina. Yes, thank you.
Okay, we're recessed.
Thank you.
Tom has received an incomplete ballot.
Okay.
Noted.
Oh. Everybody, please, Tom. Tom, phone in your. You can go ahead and phone in to the.
There's a phone number, Tom. Phone the number and vote. And we'll resend the link for everybody. Thank you. We're recessed.